This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Jim Barnett, who is the co-founder and CEO of Glint, a leading company in AI integrated into human resources, and how CEOs, all of you hundreds of thousands listening in, how you can get your dashboards and in a predictive analytics type way understand what's happening in your culture and how your business is moving forward. So welcome, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Excited to be here.
So, Jim, tell me about Glint. What is the whole concept? Why it's different than any other organization?
So the way it's different is we believe that engagement, monitoring, measuring your culture, tracking the performance of your people should be real time. You know, historically, people tried to measure the engagement of their employees by sending them an annual survey. And then the CEO would get emailed a report, and they'd announce one or two major initiatives, and then they'd do it again every 1 to 2 years. And so you can imagine trying to get better at anything in life, whether it's a sport, whether it's another type of skill, if you only got feedback once a year. But for the last several decades, that's how people have tried to approach employee engagement.
And no one likes that. As a manager, giving the performance reviews, timeliness is not working. And also in a digital age, everything's moving so quickly that what you were talking about a year ago, even the skills might not be relevant today. So what did you actually do? Because you've created an AI, like a machine learning mechanism.
Correct. Well, what we did was we decided we could apply, as you said, machine learning and artificial intelligence to help predict where companies were going to have a problem and to help diagnose those problems. So one of the things we can do is we can send companies alerts saying that they're likely to have an engagement problem with this particular team, and that that's likely to have an impact on business outcomes that they care about.
So you talk this through. You break it down to an individual team?
Correct. So we protect confidentiality by limiting the... We only show results for teams of 5 or more people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then each manager, as long as they have more than 5 respondents, gets their own dashboard. So she or he can log
in. Who creates the dashboard? Who creates what the elements are? Do you have ideas on that? Do they do it solely? Is there a template?
So we work closely with the HR, the people team. Often there's somebody who heads up people analytics. It's a rapidly growing area today.
It is. It's like data scientists. That's one of the hot areas to go to graduate
college. Exactly. It's data scientists for HR and people.
Right.
Right. So we work with our people analytics team. We determine what attributes they want to see the data across. So typically it's things like location, gender, date of hire, date of birth, maybe performance review scores, those types of things. And then we get that data from our partners. We connect seamlessly to their HRIS system. And all the data comes into Glint. And then when employees respond, they're able to see that data across any combination of attributes that they want to.
Interesting. So talk about who's a customer that you're working with.
Well, we work with United Technologies, United Airlines.
Let's go.
Sky UT. Broadcasting. Yeah.
So UT is an enormous organization with many companies.
Yes.
Who do you work with? Which of their companies?
So we work with almost all of our companies, and UT is a great example. We work across the entire organization because most CEOs and heads of HR, they want to see the data across every team. There's no reason not to have data.
And how often will the CEO or head of HR see that data?
typically they'll see the data at least quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, companies are sort of learning to jog from where they were before walking, right? And so it's about sort of managing change, right? So historically, their managers either never saw the data or they saw the data once a year. So the first thing typically companies want to do is they want to go to a more frequent cadence. So they'll go to a quarterly feedback before they go to a more even more frequent feedback than that.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jim Barnett, who is the co-founder and CEO of Glint, a company leading the way in AI and human resources. So let's talk. What are the most important areas that they'll look for? You get a company like UT you're mentioning. They have a lot of different businesses. Will the global CEO try to see parallels and patterns? Because CEOs are always looking for patterns between their companies.
Yeah, across our company base, what they're typically looking for is any type of issue across the team. So one of the things that our system does, it actually sends them alerts. We actually predict a variety of business outcomes. So
good and bad?
Good and bad. We send them positive and negative alerts. Great question. And so attrition is something that people care deeply about.
Absolutely.
Particularly what's called regrettable attrition. People mm-hmm. who leave the company that they wished they hadn't left the company. And so for all of our companies, we can predict by team which ones are likely to have attrition problems and which ones actually are likely to do quite well.
Okay. I know it's a value, but I can't figure out how can you actually predict
great,
that.
Great question. So the way we're able to predict that is by how people are responding to various questions that we ask.
So what kind of questions, for example?
Whether you'd recommend your company as a great place to work, whether mm-hmm. you'd recommend your manager, whether you feel a great sense of meaning in your job, right? Whether you have confidence in the prospects of the company, whether you have confidence in the leadership team. So we have about 20, 25 questions that we use across almost all of our companies. And we know which ones are most highly correlated with attrition issues. And you know what question is the most highly correlated across attrition?
Everyone listen in. The question most highly correlated with attrition.
How happy are you working at your company? Right?
The company. I always thought it was the manager. How much do you like your manager? But it's actually how happy are you working at your company?
Yeah, it turns out that manager is a driver of attrition, but it's not necessarily as high a driver of engagement as some other drivers that we have. So there's an old myth that people join a company and leave a manager. And while that's true sometimes, we actually have a lot of data. There's a whole bunch of other variables that are just as important as manager.
So when a company gets this information, what do they do? Do you guide them as well and say, here's what actions you could take, or they're just going to get alerts, and now they have information they didn't have before?
No, there's really three main components that we do. The first one is what you talked about earlier, which is we give them real-time visibility
mm-hmm.
so they can see across all their teams. The second thing that we do is we give them insights, because like data for data's sake isn't really helpful. So we give them insights. We send them alerts.
Is that all done by your computer, or do you
yeah.
people do
no,
it?
No, it's all done by
it's
our
all, it's all
artificial
predictive analytics. And
correct. All predictive analytics. And then we do things, you know, our big companies, they have 300,000 employees in a typical pulse. They may get a million comments. Nobody can read a million comments, right? But what our system does is it uses natural language processing to scan all of those comments and then tag each comment with whatever topics people are talking about.
Regardless of culture and language?
Regardless of culture and language, we're able to do that. So, well, I don't know. We're able to do it across certain languages. We're not able to do it across all languages. And so one of the things that we're able to do is say, here are the key themes that people care about. But the third piece is the one that you asked about. So visibility is important. Insight's even better. But none of that matters if you don't take action, right? So the third thing that we do is we actually have an integrated action planning module. And so the way that works is every manager on your team gets recommended two things that they should work on.
Really?
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah. And they can see all the other ones, too, in case they don't like the two that we're recommending.
Right.
But we say to them, we say, hey, look, we think you should focus on feedback. And we tell them why. we focus on feedback because your score is 18 points below the company average. And if they click on that, they actually go in, they can see all the content and 8 or 10 steps on how to get there.
So this is making someone a better manager as well.
Yes. Yes.
It's actually almost handling some of the training component.
Yeah, that's half of what we do. We help managers be better managers. That's how you drive engagement in your company.
I'm wondering, like, does this have any impact on Glassdoor? And you've, like, 1 minute before break.
Yeah. So Glassdoor's a customer of ours.
Wait. Glassdoor is actually a customer.
Yeah, they're a customer.
That's a pretty cool validation.
Yeah, it is. It is a pretty cool validation. You know, Glassdoor's, you know, a really good platform for sort of understanding at a high level how your company's doing from an engagement and a culture perspective. But it certainly doesn't give you sort of the diagnostics by team, doesn't tell you what's driving it, and then, of course, it doesn't help you get better at anything. So that's really where we come in. If you've got a score problem, we help you fix it.
The website for Glint.
Yeah. www.glintinc.com.
That's GLINTINC.com.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out the answer to the big question: is there any correlation between culture and financial performance?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Jim Barnett, who is the co-founder and CEO of Glint, which is the leading company that's transforming human resources and culture through AI and predictive analytics. So, you were telling the whole story of what you're doing before, and the website, if I remember, is glintinc.com, correct?
Correct, glintinc.com.
So here's the big question, which you would know, even having Glassdoor as a customer, and you mentioned UT as a customer before. Is there any correlation, actual correlation, or don't you know, between culture and financial performance?
Yeah. There's a very strong correlation. So one of the things that we do is we help companies measure the impact of engagement. Culture is one of the things that drives engagement. But the impact of engagement on a variety of business outcomes, including financial results. And the data we have shows that for companies in the top quartile of Glint scores, they outperform their other companies by 40% or more across a variety of metrics.
44-0, not 14. 40. And why is that? That's a major number.
Yeah. The reason it happens is, you know, you can feel in certain businesses like retail where you go in, you can actually experience people directly. You can feel the difference between a highly engaged workforce and a not highly engaged workforce. And those companies that have highly engaged workforces have better customer service, have higher customer success, better patient outcomes, better financial results. In fact, for companies in the top quartile of Glint scores, their market cap per employee is 5 times that in the bottom quartile of Glint scores.
5 times? 500%.
500%. It's staggering. Yeah.
That is pretty interesting. So let's switch over to your company. Now, this is, by the way, your fifth time as CEO.
Yes.
But now you have this additional capacity of you could use Glint on yourself.
I do. Yes.
So do you really?
Oh, absolutely.
And how does that impact your leadership style?
You know, it's profoundly helpful. You know, often as a CEO, I always thought I was sort of a hands-on CEO that sort of knew how my teams were doing, was close to my other leaders. But it turns out you really don't know. And so Glint does a couple of things for you. One is where you don't know, it shows you that I've got a problem. And even where you do know, it shows you how profound the problem is. And so what I'm able to do, we pulse on a monthly basis, so we're constantly giving and getting feedback at Glint. We sort of eat our own dog food, right? I'm able to see issues, spot issues on teams with managers, and take action really, really quickly. So it allows us to maintain super high engagement scores at the company.
An example. Tell me an example of some challenge that you saw in your business, how you internally used the Glint concept to improve the business.
So our scores drop on one of our teams. And it turned out that almost the entire reason the scores dropped was due to a low resources score, meaning that they felt like they didn't have the resources to do their job well. And specifically, we were understaffed. We were growing so rapidly that we weren't hiring ahead of our growth. And so we made a conscious commitment. I and our board and the rest of our executive team, my co-founder, Gotham, made a conscious decision to hire in advance of our growth, not keeping up with our growth. And that had a profound impact on the engagement levels of that team.
Mm. If you have any key leadership philosophy that to you is at the thrust of everything. Maybe a challenge that you had to overcome and what you learned from that that helped shape what your leadership philosophy is. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. So I would say a challenge that I had at my last company was after running it for 4 years, I realized I was not personally engaged. I didn't love my job. Right? And I realized that I was gonna do something about that. So I went to my board and told them that I wanted to step down in a year. I gave them a year's notice. You know, I had a whole bunch of stories that, you know, like a captain doesn't abandon their ship, a good CEO doesn't leave their company. And then I realized that sort of that opposite of that story could be equally true, that it would be great for not only me, but great for the company if I brought in another CEO that was as passionate about the business as I was when I had started. And so I recruited my successor, left on exactly my fifth anniversary, remained as chairman for the company for many years, actually until we sold the company, and ultimately started Glint. And so what I got from that experience was I realized firsthand how critical it was to be engaged as a leader, not just as an employee in any business.
So that experience really shaped, Jim, who you are and gave you the impetus to start something like
that. Yeah, it really did.
And the timing was perfect because now the technology of machine learning was quick enough to accomplish something like this.
Yeah, I realized that. And my, by the way, my co-founder Gotham and I, we ideated this together over several months. But one of the things we realized was we had dashboards and data on every other aspect of our business. Right, we had financial KPIs at our fingertips every month or in real time. We had our sales dashboards through Salesforce. We could track all of our pipelines and all of our progress of all of our account execs. We had marketing dashboards. But we realized we had nothing to help us, you know, regularly measure the health of the organization. We had no, you know, for lack of a better term, no Fitbit for the company health. And we thought to ourselves, well, how can that not exist? And we got inspired to go create it.
So a guy like you who is at the center of AI and the dashboards, what is the one dashboard that's most important for you?
Do you want to ask it again?
Go back to 2 minutes. And then leave 1 minute, by the way, because I'm going to ask you a separate question.
Yeah.
So for someone like you, who dashboards are systemic to your belief system, and you're the leader in this,
yeah,
in the industry, what is the single most element that's important to you as CEO on your dashboard?
The most important element for me is our overall engagement score. You know, obviously we have very robust dashboards that allow me to see how things like onboarding new employees is impacting their engagement 6 months later. You know, see across programs like team effectiveness and manager effectiveness and see how all that data is interconnected. But every single month I'm watching our overall engagement score to see how that's changing.
Final question.
Yeah.
For CEOs, what advice do you have to CEOs on how to build their engagement? You can't say purchase Glint.
Well, that'd be too easy, right? That'd be the obvious answer. You know, I think it's all about a mindset. I think it's embracing the realization that engaged employees deliver better business outcomes, and that the only way to have engaged employees is to measure that on a regular basis and empower your managers with the data so they can become better and better managers.
And there you have it. Jim, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Yeah, it was fun. Thank you for having me.
And everyone who wants to look, just go to www.glintinc.com.
Yes, thanks so much.
Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Brian Scudamore. How are you, Brian?
I'm awesome, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Brian is the founder and CEO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and also about four other major companies.
Four other companies under the banner company O2E Brands, which stands for Ordinary to Exceptional. That's what we're doing.
Ordinary. So, wait, why do you have those words, Ordinary to Exceptional?
Everything we do is about taking ordinary businesses like junk removal, very fragmented mom-and-pop space, and making it exceptional through customer experience. So we figure if it worked in 1-800-GOT-JUNK for 22 years, why not enter the painting space with Wow One Day Painting, Shack Shine, which is windows, gutters, house detailing, and then the moving space, You Move Me. So four brands keeping us busy and loving life.
Okay. So, Brian, the key you're saying is customer experience, and that's the thread that goes through everything.
Everything.
Give me a couple of unique practices. We have a couple of 100,000 CEOs listening in. What they want more than anything, they may love you, but they want to grow their own business.
Sure.
What are unique practices to take a customer experience in an ordinary business and make it extraordinary?
So let's pick one industry that we're in, moving. So moving is stressful. The moving space is not fun. You've moved, I've moved a million times.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who says I enjoy moving.
Yeah. So our brand is about moving people, not just their boxes. How do you move people? It's the little things. You do what you say you will do. You keep your promises. So from a customer service standpoint, when someone uses You Move Me, the first thing we ask after we've gone over details over the phone of their move is, what kind of drink do they want when we show up? We want to treat them like a friend, and if they want to...
What kind of drink? Like,
what kind of drink? You know, sure, they probably want a vodka martini, but I'm talking more coffee, you know. What's your drink of choice? You know, we'll get you an Americano, a latte, and we show up with hot drinks for the family.
And I bet you remember. So if they go from that and then they go to Got Junk or to one of your painting companies, you remember, oh, you like the latte, right?
Yeah, they don't use... I mean, that would be brilliant. You're obviously a smart marketer. They don't ultimately use each brand.
But imagine if you did that. And then you say, you want the usual, you want a latte.
Exactly.
People are like, wow, you really listen to me if you take such serious focus there.
Totally. So we show up on site. We treat them like a friend. On moving day, someone might show up. Typically, if your buddies were moving you, they'd show up with beer. We're not going to show up with beer, but we're going to show up with their hot coffee. At the end of the move, we leave them their first housewarming present for their new home. A little plant, a little vase, and just, hey, welcome to your new home, and a card signed by the entire team who would move them. So
how do you logistically keep promises? Almost every moving company that I know of, and I know of a number of them,
sure,
they will, you know, they'll leave their truck and then it's abandoned and then they come the next day. And how do you make sure you come when you say you will? How do you logistically make that happen?
Being organized. So we're great with software, and technology helps to keep us on track. But most importantly, it's starting with the right people. Now, that might sound cliche. Finding the right people, treating them right, but we take it to heart. So a story, 1994, 5 years into the business, I got $500,000 in revenue with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I got five trucks. I fired the entire team. I realized that if I'm going to build what I called the FedEx of junk removal, clean, shiny trucks, friendly, uniform drivers, on-time service, upfront rates, I needed quality people. And I had a bunch of guys. These nine bad apples spoiled the whole bunch. There was 11 people, so I could have kept two, but I said, you know what? Cleaning house, fired them all. I had to take responsibility as the leader because, let's face it, it was my screw-up. I didn't hire the right people, give them the training, support, love that they needed. And I ended up having to restart. And so when we talk about being a customer service brand, technology is important, but it's making the promises and keep them. You got to have people that can keep promises and who were born that way, right? I mean, I can't parent these kids. They need to have grown up with parents who have given them values of do what you say you'll do, have the integrity, and then we take them and help them grow with us.
And I love that. Our number one value in our company is keeping promises. But it sounds like that's the same with you.
Yeah, so we have four values in our companies. PIPE, it stands for passion, integrity, professionalism, and empathy. So the integrity side, do what you say you will do. Don't tell me that, you know, we're going to get together for lunch or that we're going to do this and that if it's not going to happen. Your word means what you say you will do and what you'll follow up with.
I love that. So this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Brian Scudamore, who is the founder and CEO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and also four other companies. And we're hearing the secret is really about the customer experience and taking something ordinary and making it extraordinary.
Yeah. I believe that, you know, so we've got this philosophy that
People often ask, like, who's the most important person in the whole game of your business? Most companies would say the customer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
In our situation, we say it's our people. Because if we don't find the right people, they're not going to treat the customer right and ultimately deliver that amazing experience.
So here's the question then. You talked about your four different values that you have. How do you find in interviewing those integrity? How do you find these different qualities?
Mm-hmm. Good question. We do something we call the beer and barbecue test. Now, I know you've interviewed Tony Hsieh, and Tony's known to sometimes have a little vodka in the interviews. We don't literally bring out the alcohol, but what we'll do is we'll sit down with an employee, and if I was interviewing someone, I'm thinking in my mind, the beer test. Is this somebody I could see having a beer on the patio with? Do I enjoy them? Are they interesting? Are they interested? Do they have a passion in life that just brings them alive? And if they do, and there's a good fit there, then the second part is the barbecue test. Now, again, not sitting down and having a bunch of ribs, but sitting down with that person and saying, for everybody in our company that interviews them, do they see them fitting at a company barbecue? Are they passionate and excited?
And do you ask that very question? Do you say
we don't ask that same question. We get our people will say, hey, does this person pass the beer and barbecue test? Why or why not?
Mm.
And we're known as a company to interview some people 6, 7, 8, 9 times. And sometimes it seems a little ridiculous, but if you're committed to finding the right people, you take the time before you enter into that partnership.
Okay, and in full disclosure, I could see that happening. I will say I was a customer of 1-800-GOT-JUNK,
yeah.
And I wanted to clean out my basement. And so, I had 21 bags, black bags of things to fix. First thing, they came exactly at 9 a.m. when they said they would come.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, they were totally clean. They didn't walk with dirty shoes, and they were very gracious about our house and everything, and and then the next thing is, anything I needed done, they just did. Like, I had a whole exercise machine. They took the whole thing apart,
right,
and did it perfectly. Then they took apart our trampoline, all the stuff that was a whole hassle for me, mm-hmm, to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they left, everything was spotless, and they were so thankful. And, I gave them a good tip because I was amazed. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was like only $600. And I was like, oh, my God, if I went to the dump, it would have cost me twice as much. I couldn't do it. And I was truly amazed. So when I heard from you guys about doing an interview, I was like,
right,
oh, my gosh,
yeah,
this is one of the companies I truly love.
That's awesome.
It's great. Any more unique practices that you do to get people like that? Because I could guarantee what you're saying is it's totally true. It's happening there.
It is, and it's not easy by any means. But we find the right people, treat them right, and then every single day at our company, 400 people at the head office, we call it the Junction.
The Junction.
We do a
huddle. And you call them Junkers, right?
We call them, there's all sorts of names. Junkers, movers, shop shiners, the guys that are doing the windows washing and so on. So different brands, and they all take pride in their brand. But one thing we do uniquely is a company-wide event each and every day. We've never missed a day, 15 years, is a company-wide huddle. So think football, right? You're getting together, talking about what the next
what
play
time
is.
What time of day?
10:55 a.m.
Right.
So someone at about 10:53 rings a big marine bell that we have in the office, kind of like the stock exchange bell. Boom, everyone can hear it through the office. And everyone comes running or walking quickly into this huddle room. And we'll have several hundred people there, the entire company, and we'll have on video as well many of our franchise partners piping in. And it's 7-minute stand-up, high-energy event. We start with good news. People share what's working, what's not. We have one person get up on stage to talk for 90 seconds about what's going on in their world, in their department of finance, and their department of marketing. We then talk about missing systems and opportunities. What isn't working? Where are we stuck? How do we fix it? And then it ends in a cheer. And not a Walmart sort of cheesy cheer, but someone who's the huddle host is recognizing that something was really exciting that day. Now, we might have been on the Oprah Winfrey Show, so the cheer is Oprah. We might have just landed a massive contract with some company, and we cheer the company name. But it brings everybody together each and every day for 7 minutes of high energy, pulsing together, reviewing the numbers, and making sure we're all on the same page.
And logistically, again, you could do that. You could actually get 400 people in a big room at the same time.
Yeah, so there's probably, people are traveling, but there's probably 300 people at the busiest of times, another 100 people that might be in a remote office, piping in through the internet.
And you do it all in 7 minutes.
7 minutes. I mean, there's the odd time where there's so much good,
yeah,
news, you might get 8 or 9, but you try and keep it. It's 2% of the investment of our day. 2% of our time is spent huddling. But you don't win football games without huddling and coming together on a play, and a company's no different.
What a great example. Any other example that you do? Well, because these CEOs, they want to improve their companies, and you are an amazing entrepreneur. So you've 1 minute till break.
Yeah, so here's the thing. We love sharing what's worked for us, and we love visiting other companies and seeing what's working for them.
When we come back after the break, which we're about to take, we are going to hear the story, which is a really cool story of how you got the idea and how you built 1-800-GOT-JUNK from scratch to an empire. Back in a few.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Brian Scudamore, who is the founder and CEO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, as well as your other companies are?
O2E Brands, which includes You Move Me, Wow One Day Painting, and Shock Shine.
And it's taking all ordinary things and making them exceptional.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we first came up with that concept, it wasn't someone said, oh, we make ordinary businesses extraordinary. And I said, no, the word extraordinary is extraordinary. That's the last thing we want to be, is even more ordinary than anyone else.
Oh, it's extraordinary. You're right.
Right? So we came up with this word, exceptional. O2E Brands, ordinary to exceptional. If we could do that with any business, that's an attractive opportunity for us, is find franchise partners who wanted to get into business for themselves with a springboard of, hey, here's a great brand like Shack Shine. We give them an opportunity to grow a business and learn how to be exceptional with their delivery of customer experience.
Let's say some of the CEOs listening in, they have a son. They want to put through business, and yeah, how much does it cost to get a franchise?
$100,000 is, you know, if you take startup fees, working capital, all that sort of stuff. It's generally a low-cost business. People go lease their vans or their trucks, depending on the brand, and then they hit the ground running and start getting sales from day one.
And a lot of them, I know, are well over multi-million dollar companies.
Yeah, so we have Toronto, our very first franchise for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He was running our Vancouver operation. He had a girlfriend in Toronto. I said, go take off to Toronto, drive a truck across the country, and go start a business. And he became the first franchise owner. $25,000 he borrowed from his brother. Today he's built a $12 million operation in Toronto, but owns Charlotte, Melbourne, Australia, Nashville, Manhattan. I mean, the guy's built, he's a mogul.
And that's what drives you excited, in a way.
Yeah.
You love to see people succeed.
Yeah, I'm not a money guy. You know, I can never see myself going public or cashing out. I love pouring everything back into the growth of the team and the people. I love that we got 400 people in our office and that one day we'll have 1,000. I love that we've got 2,000 vehicles on the road and one day it'll be 5,000. It's a game of business. It's exciting to watch not just the money come in, but more the people take an opportunity where they were an ordinary person and they built an exceptional business through leadership and development.
So let's start off with your story. 1989. Walk me through.
Yeah, I'm in a McDonald's drive-thru. I'm one course short of graduation from high school. I skipped so many classes that my Algebra 12 class I didn't finish, and I never got my diploma. So there I am going, okay, well, all my buddies are going to university and college. I've got to find a way to join them. I had that fear of missing out. So I'm in this McDonald's drive-thru, and it hits me. There's this beat-up old pickup truck, plywood sides. It said Mark's Hauling on the side, and I look at the truck, and I'm like, I'm buying myself a truck. I'm going to start hauling junk, and I'm going to pay for my own way to university. Well, I had the funding, but I wasn't admitted into university because I didn't have the diploma from my high school.
So what a blessing that was.
I know, but I talked my way in like entrepreneurially minded people do. I went to the admissions office. I said, listen, like, all my friends are going. I'm smart enough. I can do this. I started a business. I'm learning about business. I want to go to business school. Please let me in. And they did. And they took a flyer on me, which ultimately I dropped out of college with a year left. I was learning so much more about business, running a business, more than studying, and had to sit down with my dad, who's a liver transplant surgeon, who said, what are you doing? You're going to become a full-time junk man? Like, get yourself a life. And he's on side today.
Gosh, what a great story. And so what was the biggest challenge that you faced
in this whole journey, and how did you overcome it, and what did you learn from that, Brian?
Yeah, the biggest challenge, I think, is that ongoing scalability. So you face these problems, like 5 years in, I fire my entire team, and I learn about what it's like to find the right people and treat them right. As the company started to grow and scale beyond, we got to $100 million in revenue, and my COO, Cameron Harold, we're still great friends today, but he helped me grow it from $2 million to $100 million, and I realized I had the wrong guy. While he was my best buddy, he wasn't the right guy to take the business any further. We were both a little dangerous at the helm, fire-ready-aim types, where too ADD, too like, hey, here's a decision, just run with it, rather than the rigor and discipline we needed to grow the business. And so several years later, I found the COO and president we have today, Eric Church. Now, here's a guy with a military background, great corporate background, who is able to see the value in the entrepreneurial spirit, the vision, the culture. But he's the rigor, discipline guy who can help me scale to a billion. So we will have one day 10 brands, a billion in revenue. I couldn't get it there. And so the biggest lesson learned is, as an entrepreneur, recognizing my weaknesses, where my failures were, and finding somebody who could support those as a partner.
So when you look at entrepreneurship, you're an American dream, classic case study, amazing what you've done, the value you've created to your customers, to your franchisees, to everyone. A lot of CEOs want to bring entrepreneurship and agility into a large enterprise. Mm-hmm. What advice would you have for them, Brian?
Yeah, so the advice I have, and I'm sure there's CEOs with way bigger companies and smart, smart people listening, but the one thing we've done is our ability to ask questions of our people and to listen. To sit there and say, if this was your business, what would you do differently?
And is that the very question that
that's
you asked?
That's the question, yeah.
If this was your business, what would you do differently?
Yeah, if you own this business, if you were the one who was the CEO or the president, what would you do differently? What would you change? And we have a lot of intimate conversations with people where we say, you know, we're not perfect, and we want to get better. We want to continue to grow. Give us your thoughts and ideas, and I think that's the magic question.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. What don't we know about Brian that we should know?
What don't you know? I have a passion for life, and I love, everyone's got their bucket list. We call it our 101 life goals. And so I love coming up with big, hairy, audacious goals, both personally, professionally, but trying to encourage our people to do this. So what we've done is we've created a culture of 101 life goals. When an employee comes into the organization, we say, what do you want to achieve outside of work?
So you actually ask them that question?
Absolutely.
HR or anyone? Everyone asks.
Every person in the company. And so I don't ask them, but we ask. We have a culture of asking, and there's different people. They'll write a list of 101 things they want to get done in their life. So my president and COO is an example. One thing that's on his list is to go to the CMAs, the Country Music Awards in Nashville. He's a huge country guy. So I said, as someone who works with you closely, I want to help you accomplish one. Made some phone calls, found a connection, and we're going to Nashville in November to go to the CMAs with cowboy hats and cowboy boots. So if you can help someone accomplish a life goal and do something fun together, what a great way to reward someone for a job well done, more than just, hey, here's a gift card, here's a dinner out. And so we encourage people to, whether it's skydiving or you know, learning to swim with the sharks, whatever it might be, whatever makes your boat float, we want you to have a great life outside of work, not just inside.
And Brian, great having you on the CEO Forum. On that inspirational note, everyone listen. So, one, find out people's life goals. Two, have 7-minute meetings if you can every single day. Great having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.